ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz, Le'ila Nishmas, Rabbi Aaron Brafman Zatzal, Harav Aaron Mordechai ben Shlomo Zalman Zatzal.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize, a full set of Art Scroll Shas. The price of one ticket is $36, or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
Meseches Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Yud Beis. The Gemara begins with a shaila, Iboilu hudchu me'alehen mahu. If let's say the people of the city were Eved Avodah Zorah on their own, do we say that Vayadichom Rachmana, the Torah says that somebody else has to convince them to do Avodah Zorah v'loy shehudchu me'alehen, but if they themselves are Eved Avodah Zorah on their own accord, they do not have a din of ir nidachas, or maybe you'll say that even if they convince themselves to be Eved Avodah Zorah without somebody else convincing them, they were hudach me'alehen, they also have a din of an ir nidachas. The Gemara wanted to bring a raya from the Mishnah, which says hidichua noshim muktanim, that if noshim muktanim meidiach, it does not have a din of ir nidachas. The Gemara questions, amai, why not? If hudchu mealein would have a din of ir nidachas, lehevik hudchu mealein, they should have the same status as if they became an ir nidachas, as if they were oivet aveda zara from their own. And the Gemara is mechalik and is doicha the raya. It's not a raya that hutchu mealein does not have a din ir nidachas. Possibly if they on their own worshipped Avodah Zorah, itaka is chal on them a din of ir nidachas. But the case of noshim uktanim are different because hanach bosan nafshaya greedy, hani bosan noshim uktanim greedy. In the case of the Mishnah, they're going after the words of noshim uktanim that does not have a din ir nidachas. They're not so attached. But if nafshaya bosan nafshaya greedy, if they go on their own, they're maseim are considered a ma'isa, which is mechayiv them to have a din of an ir nidachas, and mele it's not a raya from hudchu from hadichu anoshim muktanim. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah in Perek Dalet Halacha Beis paskins that if it was hudchu mealehen, the din is that ain don in bo din ir hanidachas. It does not have a din of near any dachas. El avein ki yechidim is a din of yechidim that are oved avodah zarah that are soikrim they get skila and the mamon is polat. The mamon is the yerushim like the din of a yochid which is oved avodah zarah. Does not have a din of an ear and hidachas. Look, the kesef mishnas ma'ir and the Rambam the lechayer the gemara is in iboid leivshita. The Gemara had the shaila of what the din of hudchu mealein is. The Gemara tried to bring a raya from the Mishnah that hidichu anoshim and ketanim does not have a din of ir nidachas, and the Gemara is doicha the raya. So the chayra, the maskanof, so the Gemara remains with a shaila. Where did the Rambam see to paskin that hudchu mealein, if they became hudach, they were oved avodah zarah on their own, that they do not have a din of an ir hanidachas? So the Kesef Mishnah learns that Afagav the Mashmah the Dechiyah Ba'almihi, he says even though it's Mashmah, it's just a Dechiyah in the Gemara, Posik Rabbeinu Kavosa. The Rambam Paskin like the Gemara, the Gemara is Dichui, which from the time of the Mestavru. It's the time of the Mestavru to say that Hidichua Ma'alehen does not have a din of an Ir Hanidachas. And therefore he Paskins like that, Misvara, because Mestama, it should be that it should not have a din of an Ir Hanidachas. I'll compare him, it's Mestavru like that to the Rambam. The Mishnah Melech is Mevar, and he says that Lachayra, since it's like Ishita Boyin, it was not Nifshat the Shaila, Vade Dazlina Bo Lekula. For sure you go Lekula, Ve'ina Nasis Ir Nidachas. And male does not have a din of Ir Nidachas, Alpha Pishin is Skolin, even though they get Skila, Memoin on Polat. The moment is saved, and Hashem atop Main Erogim. Mashayn came, Dana Noisa Kir Nidachas. Would seem that the Mishnah Melech is saying, Pshat the Rambam, that the reason why the Rambam paskin lahokel to say that if hudchu mealehen, it does not have a din of an ir nidachas, is because since the Gemara's shaila was not nifshat, it's leivshita boyin, so you go lekula. Lekula would be that should not have a din of ir nidachas and a moinan polat. The obvious aura in the Mishnah Melech is that if you go lekula, So then, legabi mamayinam, and you say the mamon is polat, the mamon is saved, the mamon is not burnt, is not osu bahano, like the din of nir nidachas, and so too, there's no din to kill the noshim and the taf. But I bazoi luchari, you should have to also go lekula and say that you shouldn't be chayiv skila, you should be chayiv saif. So luchari, it's still shver. Why is the din that's niskolim? The Rambam says clear that they have a din of yechidim that were oved aveda zara and soiklin kol mishavad. Anybody who was oved aveda zara is chayiv skila. Luchari on the tzad that they have a din of an irni dachas, the chayiv misa would not be skila. The chayiv misa would be saif, which is more chomer. Avada skila is more chomer than saif. So just like we're not being done them, like in Irni Dachas, and we're going lekula, and we're saying that the moment is polat, and the noshim and the ketanim are not nerag, are not, they don't get killed, so too legabe the oifen of the misa, we should go lekula and say possibly it does have a din of Irni Dachas, and it should have a din of saif. So why is a din that is niskolim? L'chay, we see from here, gvaldiki yisoid. L'chay, we see from the Mishnah Melech, that without a psak of a bezin of ayin aleph, that this city has a din of nir nidachas, the truth is it's talking not chalan at a din of nir nidachas bechlal. Just like we say that by bezin, before they pask in a chiv misa, there's no din to mechayiv a nidun misa, even where there's a shayla, if he was a mitzeach and he's a mechuyiv misa, and edim come to bezin, but if there's no psak din on Dalit Nisois, then there is no Chiyav Misa Bepoil. There's no Chiyav Misa, not just we don't give a Misa. So too over here, since we have a suffix, do we give a city, which was Eved Aved Azara, Ayidei themselves, they were Hudach Mi'alein, they convinced themselves, there were no Madichin, like the Pasha Sakra, do we give them a Din Eir Nidachas? We don't. So Lamaisa Misafdik, we're not going to paskin a psak that they have a din of an irni dachas. Once misafik, you can't paskin, they have a din of an irni dachas, v'meil, they zicha do not have a din of an irni dachas. V'meil, if they don't have a din of an irni dachas, the din of an oivet avedazar is beskila. So that's what it means. The kula is that you cannot give it a din of an irni dachas because misafik, the word is not pashit the shayla. It does come out of kula, gavi v'mainon, the moment is polat, the moment gets saved, and is not osu b'hano, noshim ektanim are not killed, but it does come out of chumra legabe chiyav misa. But the chumra is not that we go le chumra. The chumra is that once it does not have a din of an irni dachas, we don't paskin it has a din of an irni dachas bechlal. And mele the karchach the chiyav misa is going to be skila. The Chazanish in Simon Samach Dal says also a shtikla, a different nusach, but also the same nekuda, that it's not considered like as if we have a suffix skila and a suffix saif. Because he says the whole din of irni dachas is a chiddush. Since the whole din of irni dachas is a chiddush, and the Torah only said it, bizman, it's a vadai, which is a suffix for Sanhedrin, the Torah never gave it a din of irni dachas. Once we can't give it a din of irni dachas, the natural chi of misa for an oivin, aveda zara, is skila. So it's not that you're going l'chumra by giving skila instead of saif. That's the chi of misa for aveda zara. If it has a din of irni dachas, then it has a din of saif. The Chaznish is laying through a knech, that since Irin Dach is a chiddush, a kilu Torah never said that chiddush memokim sofik. Without that, you could just say that misafik, you can't paskin as a din of Irin Dach. The Maisi, you can only paskin with Torah's vada. You can't say something has a din of Irin Dach if you're not sure. And our understanding is that without the psak that it's an Irin Dach, itaka does not have a din of an Irin Dach. And once it doesn't have an actual din of Nirni Dachas, then it's pushed why the din would be that the Oiv, the Avodah Zarah in the city are going to be Chayiv Skila and not Saif. Let's move on to the next shtickle of also a continuation of this Yisoidus. We'll see soon that this Yisoid that will come up again, that without a psak, that it's a din of an Nirni Dachas, Take won't have a din of an Nirni Dachas. But let's just first go through a little bit the next piece of Gemara. The Gemara talks about how it actually becomes near nidachas. How does the gather up sak? Hey Chavdina, what do you do? The Gemara brings a view that says, Donin v'chayvshin, you judge him and you put him in prison. And Ula says, that's ma'anez dinai. So Ula says, Donin v'saiklin. And Rabbi Yechanan also says that Donin v'saiklin, you judge an oivet avodah zarah, and right away, he'll be chayiv skili. You put him to death. He's oivet avodah zarah, he's chayiv skili, he's a yochid. And Rish Lakish says, Marbelen bate dinam. Rish Lakish says that you don't do that. You marb bate dinam to judge them all together, and then you'll have a roiv that is oivet avodah zarah. Once you have a roiv that's oivet avodah zarah, then has a din of an ear hanidachas. I think Gemara goes through, Amrav Shailov, how could it be that you judge them on their own? It says, "Vam Rav Chom Rav Yosi Rav Yishev Vaytzei Seisha Hu Yosi Yisha He Ish VYisha Temaytzei Sharecha." Only an individual gets judged the misa by a bezin of Chav Gimel in Sharecha, in your gates, in your cities. But Kol Ha'ir Kula is it has to go to a bezin Shel Ayin Aleph. So in the Shita Reish Lakish, the Gemara explains, Yimar Bebotei Dinim, Yima'ayin in Bedinayim, Yima'ayin in the Din, in their cities, and then Maskinalu, you bring them up to the Bezna Gadol, and you go with the Din, and then you kill them. Let's take one step at a time. We have Machlekes Reb Yechanan Reish Lakish, how you go about establishing an Ir Nidachas. According to Reb Yechanan, done in the cycling, as it goes on, you give Skila, and Rashi explains until half of the city is already Nidain. They're all considered Yechidim and Donav Esayiklim, and after that, if the more are Eved Avodah Zarah, it becomes in Zbarel Mafreya that Roiv or Eved Avodah Zarah, now it's Besayif. And Reish Lakish says that you Marbel and Batadinim immediately you make Bani Batadinim at the same exact time, Mekabel the Edis, and you go with the din of all of them one day, and they give it a din of an Irni Dachas. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah and Perek Dalet Aloha Vav, he paskins like Reish Lakish, that what you do is marbel and bote dinim. He says when you find that they have a din of irni dachas is in nimtzu kol oivdim miuta cyclin isov shari ir nitzel when nimtzu ruba of rive is oivid avid azara so malin oisim levezin agadol vegeim shandinon vaharigin kol elish avdu besayif. The kesef mishnah brings from the Rama in the Igrois, the Alachayah, we paskin always like Rabbi Yechanan in all places in Shas, except for three places. Normally the Alachayah is like Rabbi Yechanan, not like Reish Lakish. So he says, Yesh le tmai al ze, how could the Rama paskin like Reish Lakish, the Kaim like Rabbi Yechanan, domer donem v'saiklin, and ve'echad is mashlim, but when you have one that's mashlim to make a rave, then you have din v'saif. The Gemara says, and that the Gemara says in the end, marvel and bati dinim, ma'im dinayim, maskin bezna gadol. And that's the time of the Reish Lakish Kamar. And the Nalafi Rabbi Yechanan, Pasnik Rabbi Yechanan. So how can the Rambam Paskin like Reish Lakish? It brings from Rav Aaron Ben Rishulim that take away the Giris of Rabbi Yechanan. But the Rambam said the Giris is Rabbi Yechanan. We talk about Pasnik Rabbi Yechanan. The argues, how can the Rambam say like Reish Lakish? The Chazanish explains that and you look carefully in the Gemara, it's not just Reish Lakish's Shita, it's Rebuda also holds like that. That through Rebbe Boti Dinim, there's not going to be an Inui Hadin. So it ends up that Rebbe Yechanan really is like a Yochid, negative Yudan Reish Lakish, and therefore the Rama in this case passing like Reish Lakish, not like the way the Rama understands. In other words, the only time when you have the Klal, that you always pass like Rebbe Yechanan, Chutz Mitlas, is only where there's nobody else that's on the side of Reish Lakish. But if Reish Lakish is together with other Meroim, so then we'll paskin like Reish Lakish, and in this case, we have Reish Lakish together with Rebbe Yehuda. Al Kaponim, the Rama paskins like Reish Lakish, that you marvel in Bote Dinim, and then you ma'ayin in the Din, and then at the end, you go ahead and bring it to Bezna Gadol. Now in this halacha, let's take this halacha apart of Reish Lakish. What do you do? Reb Yechanan and Reish Lakish argue in the procedure. According to Reb Yechanan, you're done in Vesaiklin. And Rashi says, done in Vesaiklin means that each person that you catch as an Oved Avodah Zarah with Edom and Asra, you give him Skila, because he's a Yochid that was Oved Avodah Zarah. After you find more than half, that means one more than half, that was Oved Avodah Zarah, so the Lashon of Rashi is that it's Nizbar Lemafreya Shehud Churuba. Now became Nizbar Lemafreya that Roiv of the city was Oved Avodah Zarah. What's the din of a Roiv of a city is Oved Avodah Zarah? It's Besayif, and my name is Ovad. So mechetzin ve'elich yati Rashi lemashkin lemisa chamura. From the second half, you can't anymore give skila. They get saif. Chayr, it seems from Rashi that this lashon that he says in this baal mafreya, and also he says mechazkina luki yechidim. It's mashma that the din of ir nidachas is totally in the mitzias of a roiv of a city, roiv of the people of a city that's oved avodah zarah. When it's nizbar, when it becomes clear that Rav of the city will Eved Avodah Zarah, then it's a Gloy Milsel Mafrei, it's near Nidachas. So Ebazoi, Lucher, it's very schwer. How could Rabbi Yechanan say that done in Vesoiklin, you give Skila right away to each of the Yechidim, Lucher, we are not sure what the end result is going to be. When the Edom are going to come be made now in Yechidim, it's true he's a Yechid, but maybe Rav of the city will be Eved Avodah Zarah. And if Rav of the city, we Oved Avodah Zarah, then it's Baal Mafreya that you're giving him the wrong Misa. He really deserves Sayef because this city has a din of Nir Nidachas. If the city has dinim inir nidachas, everybody's mechuyev sayif, not skila. So how does Rabbi Yechanan say donin v'saiklin, donin v'saiklin? L'chayra, donin v'saiklin, it means you judge each one as yechidim. It's very nice, but that's only now because you don't know what will be if we'll have a din of an ir nidachas. But once rave of the city are determined to being over the Aveda Zara, Rashi clearly says that it's Nisbara Dovala Mafreya, becomes now retroactively known that the city was a Nir Nidachas and has a din of a Nir Nidachas. So what does Don of a Cycling mean? So the Chazanish Bavarz the Shaila, the Chazanish says in Perichov Dalit or Isyud, he says that we're Don of a Cycling is only before Ruban was Ove Basra, in other words, before even a Maser Rubai. Right away, you see that only Yechidim are being Ovid Avodah Zarah, you attack and give them skila. But once it starts, the numbers start increasing, and there's a probable chance that maybe Roiv were Ovid Avodah Zarah, and you have, let's say, Roiv, they were Ovid Avodah Zarah Bahasra, so now you're not sure if the Edom are going to come and you're going to attack and convict Roiv as Ovid Avodah Zarah, but there's a possibility, and there's a good chance, so then Avadi, you have to stop. You can't anymore give skila to them as yechidim, to the ones that are convicted of Ovid Avodah Zarah as yechidim, because maybe it'll be in his bar, lemafreya, that really this city is a din of nir nidachas, because there are roiv people, there are roiv people in the city that are Ovid Avodah Zarah, and the din is b'sayif. That's how the Chazanish bavarns and answer this question. But the pashta of the Gemara is, the don of a seiklin, as long as the bezin doesn't know, there's no roiv. In other words, don of a seiklin, we don't make calculations. Somebody's caught, there's as edim, there's asra, you chayv skila, keep on going until chetzion. You don't have to start looking around and taking consensus that it looks like they might come out to have a roiv in the city. It's mashma, as long as it's not nizbar to Bezdin that roiv of the city was Ovid Avodah Zarah. And even if roiv of the city was Ovid Avodah Zarah Basra, but they didn't yet come to Bezdin and they weren't yet, there's no gemar din on them for to be chayv misa. The din is done in recycling, which is a chayav pella. Hakni mechayav skila. Maybe klapish my galia. The chayav over here is not the misa chamur of skil. The chayav over here is the sayif, like andir of an ear nidachas. Lechayra, Rav Shmuel says, and other achrayim want to say, lechayra it's muchach to say from this din that even if Aden will come on roiv of the city to say the oivid avodah zarah, but the skila that was given to the oivid avodah zarah ad chetzion, the don of a seiklin, was kedin. Why? It's muchach that the din of an ir nidachas is not totally in the metzias of a roiv of the anshei or ir being oivid avodah zarah. It's totally in that it's nizbar to bezdin that roiv of the city were oivid avodah zarah. In other words, it's not the metzius of roiv of a city being Ovid Avodah Zarah that you could say it's Nizbar Lemafreya, and Memele we don't know at the time what din these yechidim will have. No, it has to do with when Bezdin knows and becomes aware of the fact that roiv is Ovid Avodah Zarah, that means Bezdin had already paskined that roiv of the city is Ovid Avodah Zarah, so then Bezdin is Koveya Achalois Din of Ir Nidachas. Kol Zman was not Nizbar Lefnei Bezdin, as a din of yechidim, din is beskila. And even if of the Reuben, it doesn't make a difference in the metzius of a roiv in a city being Ovid Avodah Zarah. Although you have a metzius, a roiv of a city being Ovid Avodah Zarah, if it's not nizbar to Bezdin that they are Ovid Avodah Zarah, there's no psak Bezdin, there's no gemar din on roiv, then the din tak of all those Ovid Avodah Zarah are ki yechidim that are beskila. The machlekes, Rabbi Yechim and Shlokesh is, Rabbi Yechim says, taki give skila. On each of them, you don't have to worry. You don't have to make calculations. Reish Lakish says that it's mutal on Bezdin right away to mevarer if roiv were roiv Avodah Zarah to mechayv saif. And therefore, Reish Lakish says that immediately you mar balein bote dinim. Like we saw in the Gemara, it says mar bote dinim, not because you can't, Rashi says, not because you can't judge two in yemechad, in one misi can be done, but you have to have a lot of edim. You need, it's not enough time to be choyker all them in one bezin. So you have to have many different bati dinim to miskabel all the edus in one day. Immediately, it should become this buyer as quickly as possible to bezin that there's a roiv here of Ovid Avodah Zarah and give it a din of an ir nidachas, and the din should be besayef. But if Yechanan holds no, till chetzion, you don't have to rush, till chetzion, you're done in a cyclin. It doesn't have yet a din of ir nidachas. If it doesn't have yet a din of ir nidachas, Mel, the din is taka skila. So the chayr, again, we see a gvaldik yisisayid, that until Bezdin paskins that it's near Nidachas, it's zicha not near Nidachas. It has to have a psak of Bezin Zir Nidachas. We mentioned before that if it's a Safik, Bezin will not give it a din of Nidachas, and the din will be that they're all Beskila. Whoever's Ovid Avodah Zarah is Beskila. Hutchum Yalein is Beskila, like the Rabban Paskins. Why? It's Poshet. If Bezin doesn't give it a din of Nidachas, it doesn't have a din of Nidachas. It's not totally the Metzias of a Rav of a city being Ovid Avodah Zarah. And now we're seeing from this, Machlaik Shabiach and Shlach, even further, that although later we've find out that a roiv would taki yes over davayda zara, and it's nizbaila mafreya that has dinam inir dachas, but it's not nizbaila mafreya dinam inir dachas at the time when you gave them skila. Only when bezdin becomes known, it becomes known to bezdin, then it's when bezdin gives a dinam inir dachas. It has to become known to bezdin that the metzias of a roiving over davayda zara is not sufficient, and therefore b'yechanan holds donav esayklin, donav esayklin. Let's continue even a little further in this, in the same nekudas. What's Reish Lakish's halacha? Reish Lakish's halacha is the Yemar b'bote dinim, and Yema'ayin b'dinon, Yema'ayin in the din, and then maskin, you take them a bezin agadol, and you go in with the din, and then you give them misa. Over here, there's a very, very famous minchas chinuch. First, the Rama says, and it's clear, it's meduik like that in the Gemara also, that you see, how does the procedure work? Bezin will come and set up shop in this town, marbin many bote dinim of Chav Gimel, the ma'ayin bedinim. What's ma'ayin bedinim? The mekabel edus that is on each individual that he was over the zara. Then you bring them, you go take them out to Bezin Agadol, you go over the din, v'kotluhu. Now when you go over the din, the Bezin Agadol, Bezin Shalayin Aleph, does that mean that you have to mekabel the edus again in the Bezin Agadol? That's not a gmar din, that's starting the process of din in Bezin Agadol. So what was the point of the Chav Gimel? The Pash Sagemar is mashma, that we just ma'ayin in the din a second time, but not mekabel the edus a second time. The Kabbalah's edus was already done in the Bote Dinim in the city itself, of the Bote Dinim of Chav Gimel. Though we marbin in the city to be able to judge all of them quickly, they already were mekabel the edus. The extra ma'ayin b'dinim is, that's an extra ma'ayin b'dinim to see that there's roi over here, to make the count, to see that then and to make sure that as give it a din of inir nidachas, but not that you need a new kabbal's edus in the Bezin Agadol. The Rama says beferish like that, that you don't need to have a kabbal's edus mechadosh in the Bezin Agadol. They're just ma'ayin a second time in the din of the city. In Minchas Chinuch, in mitzvah Tav Samach Dalid, Ois Yutes, he says from this Gemara that says, L'charin, you also understood the Gemara, the Pashas is that the Edim don't have to be Chayzer Mimagir in the Bezin Agadol. The Kabbalah's Edis was in the Bezin Shevi'ir. The Gemara Din is Exeris HaKosev, you have to have a Bezin Agadol, or Lishna Agosis, you have to have the Bezin Shalayin Aleph. Zokta Azoy, Zokta Yidua Machloikis between the Sadia Goin and Ramban, if a bezin shel chav gimel, that's appointed, that's necessary in order to dan din nefashis, do they also have to be the ones that are makabel the edus for din nefashis? Or is it sufficient for a bezin shel shloisha, which is normally reserved for din mominus, they're the ones that they can themselves, a bezin shel gimel could also be makabel edus of din nefashis? It's just that you need a bezin shel chav gimel to paskin the din of the chiyuve misa. The Chiyuvim Misa, the Gmar Din of Misa, has to be done, the Bezin Shel Chav Gimel. But the Kabbalah's Edus of Dina Nefashis does not require Bezin Shel Chav Gimel. It's enough of Bezin Shel Shleisha. So if Sadia Goin's Shita is that you don't need to have a Bezin Shel Chav Gimel for Kabbalah's Edus on Dina Nefashis. And the Ramban and Pasha Shevtim argues on the Sadia Goin, and he says that just like for Dina Nefashis, the Psak of Dina Nefashis, you need Esrim Veshleish, you need Chav Gimel. So too, the Gabi Kabbalah's Edus of Din Nefashis, you also have to have a Bezin Shel Chav Gimel. Azay the Machlokes from Ban and of Sadigay. Zokti Minchas Chinuch, that just like they argue in a Bezin Shel Chav Gimel, L'chari, the same Machlokes would apply to a Bezin Shel Ayin Aleph. Whatever you need a Bezin Shel Ayin Aleph for, L'chari, according to Sadigay, that's only the Gabi the Etzin Gemar Din of Psakdin. But for the Kabbalah's Edus, you wouldn't need a Bezin Shel Ayin Aleph. According to Ramban, L'chayr, just like he held, a Bezen Shal Chav Gimel is necessary not only for the psak of Din Nefashis, but also for the Eidos of Din Nefashis, so too, if you need a Bezen Shal Ayin Aleph, you should have to have a Kabbalah's Eidos also in a Bezen Shal Shivim Ve'echot. Zokt Minchas Chinuch, the L'chayr from our Gemara is before not like the Ramban, because before the Kabbalah's Eidos does not need a Bezen HaGadol. Kabbalah's Eidos, you see, is not totally in the Din. It's enough to have a Kabbalah's Eidos in a Bezen Shel Chof Gimel, and the psak that the city will have a din of an Eir Nidachas will be done in the Bezen Shel Ayin Aleph. Just like the Sad Yagoyin holds that Kabbalah's Eidos are din nefashos could be b'shloisha, and only the psak din has to be in a Bezen Shel Chof Gimel, so too the Gavi Bezen Eir Nidachas. The Kabbalah's Eidos can be done in a Bezen Shel Chof Gimel. That's the Marba Lein Batidin in the whole city. And the Psak Din will be done in the Bezen Shel Ayin Aleph. He says it's not a Svara. In Svara L'chalik that a Bezen Shel Shloisha cannot bechlal dan din nefashis. But Esen V'Shloisha dan din nefashis. Esen Kabbal din nefashis. L'chair, it's totally in what the Torah requires for each individual halacha. The Torah requires din nefashis, the Bezen Shel Chof Gimel. And the other Ramban holds that you have to have also Kabbalah's Eidos Bezen Shel Chof Gimel. So if the Torah is Mechayev, it's Exeris HaKosev, that for Ir Nidachas, you need a Bezen HaGadol, you need a Bezen Shel Ayin Aleph. L'chair, like the Ramban, you should also have to have a Kabbalah's Eidos in the Bezen Shel Ayin Aleph. Elamai, it's Muchach L'chair, the Kabbalah's Eidos, and the din are not totally Zebozeh. And in Mela, he wants to say that from our Gemara should be mevur like Rav Sadia Gaon, that a Kabbalah's Eidos for Dina Nefashos, it's enough in a Bezen Shel Gimel. You don't need a Bezen Shel Chof Gimel. Not like the Chitz Ramban. Now, be'emes, we have to say that the Tosef Menachos in Daf Samech Hei, the Maschal Yoidim, Tosef says, Tosef Mashman, not like the Ramban, not like we're understanding our Gemara. He's Mashman over here now, Sugya also, the Eidim have to go and be Chayzer and Magid their Eidos in the Bezen HaGadol before you could be making Gemara Din. And pask in the city as a din of an irni dachas, but the Ramah and our sugya the Mechuzchina takes on other rishonim also, and the pashas of our Gemara is that you don't. You only need a Kabbalah's Eidos in a Bezen Shel Chof Gimel, and the psak of that has din of an irni dachas has to be done in the Bezen Shel Hagadol Bezen Shel Ayin Aleph. By Bazois, Takas still Shever, the Mechaschinus Kash and the Ramban, you see, not like the Sheetz Ramban that held that the Kabbalah's Eidos of Din and Nefashis has to be in a Bezen Shel Chof Gimel. So Shmuel in the Chidushim in Simon Gimel says a Gevaldik Pshat to Miyashev this Nechazchinas Kasha and Ramban. But first he's Chayker, he has a Shailen, what the Ged of Kabbalah's Eidos of the Ir Nidachas is. We learned, according to Rish Lakish, that what do you do, and according to Rishon, also the Kabbalah's Eidos is ad Chetzion. It means you make Kabbalah Eidos on each individual, and according to Rishon, it's done in Vesaiklin, ad Chetzion. And according to, and they have a din of Yechidim. Later, when you see that it's a Roiv, so then it's in Zbal Mafreya that is din of Nirni Dachas. And according to Rish Lakish, you marry Bebote Dinim and Makabal the Eidus and a Bezen Shel Chof Gimel immediately. Right away, Makabal the Eidus. Now, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that you Makabal Eidus ad Chetzion and they're all Chayav Skila. Is that a Kabbalah's Eidus only the Gabi Chayav Skila? Like it's a regular Eivet Avodah Zarah, like a Yochid that's Eivet Avodah Zarah that's Chayav Skila? Or is that called a Kabbalah's Eidos, the Gabi the Din of Ir Nidachas? L'chayra, we mentioned earlier that the Din of an Ir Nidachas is not Nikva. Is not, you don't have a Chalois Din Ir Nidachas through that there's a Metzius of a Roiv of a city being Ovid Avedah Zorah. Because Eba Zoy comes out and Nizbar L'mafrei, in the end you find out L'mafrei was Nizbar that it had a Din of an Ir Nidachas, because at the end we saw that Roiv of Ovid Avedah Zorah. So then it was Nizbal Mafrey and I didn't have any dachas. And I bazoi metchil the chiv is besayef and not beskila. So if that would be true, so that you makabal edus for the yechidim, legabi skila, that's only mitzad chasarn yedi, you didn't know. So it's not really kabal's edus, legabi skila. It's kabal's edus for saif, but you didn't know that. But if the din irin, the way we explained was that the din of irin dachas is not totally in the metzias of a roiv. The din of irin dachas is totally in that it became this bar lebezdin that roiv of the city was oved avodah zarah. So that means before it was this bar to bezdin that roiv of the city was oved avodah zarah, the chiyuv of those yechidim that were oved avodah zarah was tak only skila, was tak and not saif. We said it's not a mistake. So that means the kabbalas edes al karchach was on Chiyuv Skila, not on Chiyuv Saif. So Eba Zoy, if you say like this, that really it was not Chal, and Irni Dachas until it becomes this Baal Lebezdin that Roiv Avid Zara, so that means the Kabbalah's Edus of half the city was for a Chiyav Skila like Yechidim. And that Kabbalah's Edus, that's for half the city like Yechidim, is a regular Kabbalah's Edus of Din and Nefashis that are made in Bezin Shechav Gimel. So it wouldn't be a taina that you should need to have that Kabbalah's Edus in a Bezin Shalai and Aleph. Because the Marbel and Batei Dinim, to go ahead and have more Kabbalah's Edus of Chav Gimel, but you don't need Kabbalah's Edus from the Ayin Aleph. So Bazei, the Kasha of Minchas Chinuch is not Shver in the Ramban. The reason why you don't need a Kabbalah's Edus in front of a Bezin HaGadol Shalai and Aleph is because the Kabbalah's Edus is really a Kabbalah's Edus for a Chiyuv Skila, which is the normal Chiyuv of a regular Yochid that's Eved Avedah Zara. And that avada is as a din to mean the skabel only the bezin shechav gimel. But lachir is not completely miyushev, because that would explain the edus of half the city. According to Rabbi Yechon, half the city, whatever you edus you makabel before bezin is before was nisbar to bezin that the roiv of the city roiv the avedah zara. So up until that point, etake does not have a din of an ir nidachas, and the edus on the Yechidim that are Oyedavayda Zara is Taka Edus on Yechidim, and it should be in a Skabal only in the Bezin Shechav Gimel. But after we already see that Roiv of the city was Oyedavayda Zara, they were made past Chetzion, more than half of the city was Oyedavayda Zara. So now it became Nizbar to Bezdin that Roiv of the city was Oyedavayda Zara. Once it's Nizbar to Bezdin that Roiv of the city is Oyedavayda Zara, so Mikan Ve'eloch, the Edus that's coming in on each individual is really Edus on a din of Nir Nidachas. It's not an Edus for Yechidim, it's Edus to Paskin of the city is a din of Nir Nidachas. So then it's Vaita Shver, the Mechzchinus Kasha, that according to Ramban, how can you make Kabbal those Edus, Besim Vishloisha? The Pasha Sugi is Mashma again, that all the Kabbalah's Edus of all the Oiv Devedazar of the city was done in the city, in a Besim Shachav Gimel, and only the Iyun Hadin, and only the final Gemara Din was done, Besim Nagadol. So the chayr, the up until half, we're safe, because up until half, that has a din of Yechidim. And they are b'chuyiv skila. And the Kabbal's edus was taka for a chuyiv skila, which is done in a bezin shalchav gimel. That doesn't require a bezin of ayin aleph, because it's not a gather of Kabbal's edus of din of anir nidachas. It's Kabbal's edus to give them skila with teres Yechidim. But after is nizbar to bezin, after half, now is nizbar to bezin, that rave of the city is Eidei Vedazara. So now it shouldn't require Bezin Shalayin Aleph for the Kabbalah's Edus itself, according to the Ramban, which is the Minchas Chinuch Kasha on the Ramban. So the Chayyim have to add and say that since it's Nizbar, that the Din of Nir Nidachas is not totally in the Metzias of a Roy being Oved Avedah Zarah. It has to be Nizbar to Bezdin. And the Bir to Bezdin that Roy Oved Avedah Zarah, that's Shas Chalais Nir Nidachas. And Meli, you could say like this, that what Bezdin is required that it should be nizbar to them that Reva Oved Avedah Zarah to give it a din in Nidachas. That also, that itself requires a Bezin Shalayin Aleph. Because since the Torah, Megzeres HaKosev, said that the din of an Ir Nidachas is only a day of Bezin Shalayin Aleph, so only a bearer of a Bezin of Ayin Aleph could be koveya that it has a din of an Ir Nidachas. As long as there's no bearer yet to the Bezin of HaGadol, of Shim Ve'echad, that Reiv of this city was Oved Avedah Zarah, Etake does not have on it a din of Inir Nidachas. And in Mela, it should come out really that even if you Moiti L'Skila and then the Fizeh, all the Kabbalah's Edus in the city, even past the halfway mark, even up until Reiv, we know now that it's inspired to the Bezin in the city that Reiv Oved Avedah Zarah, but it's still not a Kabbalah's Edus of an Inir Nidachas. It's still a Kabbalah's Edus of a regular Chiyuv Skila. And the city taka does not have a din of Ir Nidachas until Bezna will come, the Bezna God will paskin on it. So it comes out of a chiddush of Vizeh. If the whole Kabbalah, if it come out that if you might see the skila, even after it was in Skabal the Edus of Reiv Bati Dinim of Chav Gimel, that, and we now know that Reiv of the city is Reiv of Edizara, but the skila is Kedin. Maybe Chilin not allowed to do that. And past the halfway mark, you can't give him skili. You should bring him up to Bezin HaGadol. They're going to be ma'ayin. They're going to paskin the din of Ir Nidachas. And then it's going to be b'sayif because it's oyim b'zmarer. So you have to go to Bezin Shalayin Aleph. You can't do that. But you want to know if Lamaisi gave him skili to give him kedin? Yes, because the Kabbalah's edus was a Kabbalah's edus for chiyuv skila. So it comes out that the Kabbalah say this even after the halfway mark, even now when it is barred to the Batei Dinim in the city, the Batei Dinim of Chav Gimel in the city, that Reuv of the city was Reuv Davide Zara, but that Kabbalah's Edus is also Kabbalah's Edus of Yechidim. And Avada can be Niskal with Ben Esen Vishloisha, even according to Ramban. In other words, that you don't need a Kabbalah's Edus, but Teiras Dinir Nidachas. You only need a Kabbalah's Edus of Chiyav Skila on each one. That was Reuv Davide Zara. Once you have a Reuv of the city, where there's a Kabbalah's Edus on Reuv of the city, even a Bezen Shachav Gimel, that they are Mechuyiv Skila Kedin Yechidim, so then the Bezen HaGadol is going to paskin that it's Dinner Yenidachas, and the Mele, now it's going to change, and the Din is going to be Saif. But up until the Bezen HaGadol paskins that has Dinner Yenidachas, it doesn't have a Chalais Dinner Yenidachas. So it's Bechlal not Shver, the Mechuschidus Kash and the Ramban. Because over here it's different than the Machloikis of Sadi Goyin and the Ramban. The machlokes of Sadi Goyin the Ramban is in regular case of Din and Nefashis. Din and Nefashis we know is Bezen Shel Chav Gimel. So if Sadi Goyin holds, that's only the Gabi the Psak and the Gemara Din. But the Kabbalah say this can be done in the Bezen Shel Shloisha. But in the Ramban argues, and Ramban says, no, even the Kabbalah say this has to be done in Bezen Shel Chav Gimel. So Melech Mechaz Chinuch asked, Bazoi, so Bezen, it's something which requires a Bezen Shel Ayin Aleph. Like the din of an irni dachas, not only is the gemar din, the psak din, should be done in the bezin shalayin aleph, but even the kabbalah say this has to be done in the bezin shalayin aleph. Mele yad shmer au gemara, which is the pashta gemara we said from the Rama, is that the kabbalah say this can be done in a bezin shal chav gimel. But the way we're answering this kashin, we're explaining that in a chanami, even though the psak and the din of irni dachas bezin shalayin aleph, the Kabbalah's Eidos is a Kabbalah's Eidos of a regular Chiyav Skila, of a regular Yochid, that's Oved Aveda Zorah. So up until it gets to the Bezen HaGadol, we're not being dan a din of an Irni Dachas on the city. We're being dan a regular Chiyav Skila. We're being dan a regular Oved Aveda Zorah. Oh, Yechid Na Oved Aveda Zorah. And a male din is that it's enough to Mekabal Eidos and Bezen Shachav Gimel. Once it's this buyer that there's enough of people of Oved Aveda Zara, the Reuven of the city was Oved Aveda Zara, and it was a Skabal Edusin in Bat Edid and Bat Nishal of Gimel, and Batsim the Chiv to each one individual is Skila, and even after we know it's a Reuven, the Chiv is Taka Skila because does not yet have a dinner in Nidachas. Now the dinner Torah is that the Bezin of Ayin Aleph, the Bezin HaGadol, is going to paskin on the city that has a dinner in Ir Nidachas. But we don't need to have a Kabbalah's Edus B'Toiras Ir Nidachas. The Kabbalah said it's enough to Kabbalah's Edus of a Chiyav Skila in a Bezen Shachav Gimel. So never, even according to the Ramban, in the case of any Dachas, you wouldn't need to have a Kabbalah's Edus of a Bezen Shel Ayin Aleph. It's enough to have Kabbalah's Edus in the Bezen Shachav Gimel, and the Psak that has been in any Dachas will be done in the Bezen Shel Ayin Aleph. But again, now we see in the third way that the din of an Irni Dachas is only chal after the gemar din and the psak of a bezin shel ayin aleph of the bezin agadol biyushlaim. This lagazis, they're the one who create the chalois din erni dachas. So until they shafa chalois din erni dachas, their psak, then it doesn't have an din erni dachas. So may let's push it that the chi of misa would be skila in a case of a suffix which we can't pask in the shav din of an erni dachas. As a matter of fact, the Chazanish points out Ha'ora on the Gemara, that when the Gemara asked Omer of Chambar Yosi Amar Vayishav Vaytesa Isha Hu Vaytesa Isha He, he says the only an Ish V'Ish, only an individual you might see l'sharecha, but you're not might see call it ear cool l'sharecha. The Chazon Ish is Ma'ir that why didn't the Gemara just say from our Mishnah? The Mishnah says that Ein Ois Nir Nidachas El Bezen Shel Ayin Aleph. So you see that you have to have Bezen Shel Ayin Aleph. It's not enough Bezen Shel Chav Gimel. So the Chazon Ish says, because you'll be able to be mefarish the Mishnah, that when it says, Einois Nir Nidachas al Bezen Shel Ayin Aleph, it just means that the Achlot Lemaisa, that has a din of Nir Nidachas, requires a Bezen Shel Ayin Aleph, requires a Bezen HaGadol. But they're not paskining on each individual in the city that he's part of a Nir Nidachas. That's enough, a Bezen Shel Chav Gimel. The Bezen Shel Chav Gimel passes in each one. You need like a Achlot, somebody to Shafa Chalois Nir Nidachas. Kamash will know that the Gemara is saying that all the Yechidim, everybody has to be brought up to Bezen Shel Ayin Aleph. In other words, the Bezen of Ayin Aleph, the Mais is paskin on everybody in the city that they're Chelik Venir Nidachas, and the din is Besayef. But Al Kalpanim, you see in the Chazon Ish that The Gzeres HaKosuv that Ir Nidachas requires Bez Shalayin Aleph is to create the Chaloyz Din of Ir Nidachas. That can only be accomplished with Bez Shalayin Aleph. Nobody else can accomplish that. Okay, let's move on now to the next piece of Gemara. The Gemara says, "Tana Rabbanan Chameres VaGamela Seiveres Himokim LaMokim Lano B'Seich Avud Chiyimo Nishto Sham Lamidayim Ein B'Sayif." If these people, these travelers, are Hudach, they were convinced to be Oyved Avodah Zarah together with the people of the city, they have the same din as the people of the city, and they're Besayef, the Chayev Misa of like the Ir Nidachas, which is Misas and Besayef, and Mamainan Ovat, Pachas Mikain, less than 30 days, Heim Beskila, Mamainan Polat, less than that, they have a din like a traveler, they don't have a din like people of the Ir Nidachas, like a Yochid that was Oyved Avodah Zarah, it's Beskila, and the money is safe. Now, and the Gemara asks the Kasha, Kam Yeh Be'ir, Yud Beis Chodesh, and he says, and that's to be the Lebnei Masal, Miyaseh Masal. Well, it's before the Gemara that Chameres and Gamelis, after their 30 days, it doesn't say any chilik whether or not they died to Mlachs or not. It says, the Gemara says, Kepshutai, if they're 30 days, then they have a din, like the people of the city, and the Chayiv Saif, like a Nanchir Nidachas. It's mashma that even if daitam laksar, even they have the mind to leave, not to stay there, they're still nechshav miyoshvei o'ir. And then nechnosim to the chesh nanche ir. L'hakil hachmir. So the Ran is a suffix. Okay, that's got to be the nidochim themselves. That's an interesting chiddush you see in the Gemara. What about the madichim? So the Ran is a suffix. What's with the ones who convince others to do avodah zarah? In order, there's a din in the Mishnah that you have to have madichel v'soicha. You have to have the madichim should come from the anshei ha'ir. If somebody is there 30 days, is he called from the anshei ha'ir to have a din of madichel mitoichai? Or maybe, since it says yoshvei, the lashon of yoshvei is only said the gabin mudachim. So the gabin mudachim, the ones who got convinced, they have to be there 30 days, and not more than 30 days. But maybe Madichim maybe require a longer time. Maybe Madichim require to have Yud Beis Chodesh. It says, like the words brings from a Brisa, the Gavim Mudur Hanob, Neo Ir. If somebody's there 12 months, then it's also Lohanus Vimenu, Pachs Mikan Mutal Lohanus Vimenu. And that's Anche Yer Ir, that's not Yoishvei Yer Ir. Yoishvei Yer is Talin Lamed Yoim. So maybe the Madichim also require Yud Beis Chodesh. The Ran Taka says it's Mestavar to say that they need Yud Beis Chodesh. In order to be considered Madichel Mitoicha, the Madichim, the ones who convince the others to do Avodah Zarah, have to have been living in the city 12 months. He brings a very interesting raya to this. The Gemara earlier, on Daf Kuf Yud Alpha and Beis, says, ask the Kasha, according to the Manda Amar, that you can't split a city to two different Shvatim. Every city can only be inhabited by one shevet. In other words, you can't have a city that Reuben and Shimon, two shvatim, should be in that city. It says, and the Gemara asks from the, it says in the Mishnah, Achie, in order to have a din of Ir Nidachas, it has to have Madicheha, the ones who convinced the others, the Avodah Zarah, have to be Me'oiso Ir, Me'oiso Shevet, from the same city and the same shevet. So the Gemara says, why do you have to mention the Mishnah that they have to be from the same city and the same shevet? I thought a city can only have one shevet. You can't have two shvatim in one city. And the fact that the Mishnah had to mention that the Madichin have to be from the same city and the same shevet is a raya that you can have two shvatim in one city. That's the Gemara early in Nafkuf Yud Alef Amud Beis. Zok Tehele Geran, that if the Madichin don't have to be there more than 30 days, a chameres, a gamelis, a donkey driver or a camel driver that goes through the cities every 30 days, he could be one of the Madichim. So then you could find Chameres and Gamelis from other Shvatim that were there for 30 days. So what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara says, you see from there, the fact that it says, it's a raya that you can have two Shvatim living in a city. It's not true. Could be only one Shevet's allowed to live in a city, but a different Shevet passes through. A different Shevet passes through for 30 days. It's a very common thing. And 30 days, somebody from a different shevet should pass through, that could happen. On that, the Mishnah is telling us, no, it has to be Me'oisa Shevet. But Avada could be, you can't have two Shvatim in the same city. What's the Gemara's whole Kasha? Elamai, it's Muchach, says the Ran, that in order to have a din of a Yoishvei Ho'ir, in order to have a din, of an Anche Ir, to be considered from the Madichem Mitoicha, that the Madichem are from the city itself, it's not enough Lamed Yoim. They have to be there, Yud Beis Chodesh. It comes out, according to the Ran, a Chiddush, that the din of the Gemara that 30 days is sufficient, a chameres and a gamels is enough to be considered, a yesh v'yair, that's only the gabi the mudachim, the ones who are oved avodah zarah. But the gabi the madichim, they have to be there yud beis chodesh. Lamais Daruch Haner asks on this ran that it's still shver. What's the Gemara's kasha that you see that you can have two shvat in one city from the fact that it says Achimadiche Amoisir Shevet? In the ran said it's a good kasha because you won't find from outside of the city shevet from the outside of the city that's there more than 30 days. Why not? Maybe they'll be there 12 months. You could also have really could be the halacha is you could only have one shevet per city. Why does the Mishnah say the Madichin have to be Me'oisa here, Me'oisa Shevet? It mentions Me'oisa Shevet because maybe somebody from a different Shevet came into the town and he was there for 12 months. And then everybody agrees he has a din of Bnei Ha'ir. And that's called Medichel from a Shevet, from a different Shevet. And that the Mishnah is telling us that you can't have a Medichel from a different Shevet. So the Lachon there answers and he says that it's not Shchiach that should be the 12 months unless he actually lives there. So the Ran was understanding that if it's the shear is 30 days, like the Mudachim, so then it's a common occurrence that from a different Shevet should be in the city for 30 days. So Ebazai Dimor wouldn't have a Kasha. But if the only way you could be considered Madichel, Ma'isi, Oir, is if you're there for 12 full months, that's not Mestaver to say that from a different Shevet who's not living there is going to be there 12 months. So it's Mestaver that he must be living there. He must be living there, so then Dimor says, oh, you see, that you could have two shvatim live in one city. And that was the Gemara's kasha. Rameh Simcha Nar Sameach says that even 12 months is not enough to be considered mikir becha, unless they have a dira in the city that's not chayzeres b'yoyvel. He's medayik like that from Loshna Gemara and Afkuf Yad Alfa Bey that says, Nof leb Yerusha, o yovel le nieli matana. It doesn't say mecher and schiris. It seems like that you have to have a house in that town in the city to be considered one madicha b'toicha. You have to have a dira in the town. Not even that you bought. It has to be an inheritance. It has to be like nafli b'yerusha. It can't be a mecher or schirus, which is chayz b'yevul. It has to be mamish that you're living there. It has to be a real bikir becha. Not just a yoish ve'yoir. See, different madregas we see. We see in order to be considered a mudach, have a din of ir nidachas, be part of the people, it's enough to be yoish ve'yoir. Yoish ve'yoir is lamed yoim. B'nei yoir, maybe it's yud beis chaydish, but in order to be considered mikir becha, the Rameh Simcha understood that's even a more time. It's not enough yud beis chaydish. You have to have a yud beis chaydish is enough, but you have to have a deer that's not chazeres be'yoivu. Nemesis the Aruch Haner asks another kash in the Ran. That why didn't the Gemara say that early the Gemara should answer on this with two shvatim should have said you could find in the case of a chameres and a gameles that were there for 30 days and they're mashed to the roiv that's considered yesh v'ir and they're not the same shevet as the madichin. In other words, the madichin taka were there for a longer time and that's their shevet. But and if the people that were avodah zarah alone, you don't have a roiv. But there are chameres and gameles that came from a different shevet that were there for 30 days. And they're mashlim, the mudachim, not the madichin. The madichin are from a different shevet. That's the ones who are living in that city. The mudachim also from the same shevet as the madichin. But in order to have a din of erin dachas, you have to have roiv of the city. You don't have roiv. Unless you're mitzarev, the chameres and the gamelas, these donkey drivers, these camel drivers that came from a different shevet, that came from out of town, then we're there more than 30 days. Now 30 days is something which is shchiach, and 30 days is enough to be considered your yoish v'yair, like gabi the din of mudachim. So in that, the Ran said, the Ochanes says, not a kash in the Ran, because you only need that roiv the nidachin should be from the shevet of madichin. You don't need to have the entire city, entire, all the roiv of the nidachin. That you need roiv of the city in order to have a din of ir nidachas. But roiv of those nidachin have to be from the shevet of madichin. Even though it's not roiv of the ear, without being mitzarif, the other shvatim. So if you don't have to have from the same shevet, so it's not a kasha, because even if you'll have from a different shevet for 30 days, they could still be mashlim, the roiv or ear, even though they are not from the same shevet as the mudachin and the madichin. So in other words, the Aruch Haner is saying a chiddush to us, that you need to have only roiv, you need roiv or ir in order to have a din of ir nidachas, but you don't have to have that entire roiv or ir should be from the same shevet as the madichin. You need to have roiv of those nidachin should be from the shevet of the madichin, not all of them. even though you don't have now a roiv or ear of the same shevet, because you have mitzar from a chameres and a gamel from different shvatim, but it's fine. It's okay, and it will be considered that the shevet of the nidoch and the shevet adichin are the same. That's the chiddush of Yochanan. The Michas Chinuch argues, Michas Chinuch Tav Samach Dalet, Sivkat Nid Gimel says you need roiv of the ear, that's Eved Aveda Zara, should be from the same shevet. The next piece of Gemara speaks about the sholol. It goes on the Mishnah, which says, Hachrim Oiso Veskola Shebo, the momain that's near Nidachas has to be destroyed. And the Gemara says that the Nechosim of Rishoyim Shebechutzalo, even the Nechosim of the wicked that are out of the city, also the din to burn it. Nechsi Tzadikim Shebesoicha, and Veskol Shalol is Marbe Nechsi Rishoyim Shechutzalo. So the Gemara says, Amrav Chizda, in the Nechsi Rishoyim Shebechutzalo, in the Nechosim of Rishoyim that are outside the city, that's Mechuyiv in Besreifa, so Rav Chizda says, Uvin Nekbotzim Lesoicha, if it's gathered inside. Rashi is Mefarish, Uvin Nekbotzim Lesoicha means the Nechsi Rishoyim that are close to the city, that are able to be gathered into the city on that day. It doesn't say clearly which day, the day of the Sreif or the day of the Gemara Din, but it's a Yom in that day, which Yekoinis the Shlala ear to the Rechayiv to burn it, they have to be destroyed with it. But those Nechasim, of even Rishoyim, that are further away from the city, that cannot arrive in the city on that day, are not destroyed, and with together with the Shal of the city. And Rashi adds that it's dafka shkvar hoyu l'soicha. It's dafka if those monies, those possessions, were already in the city, were there before. It's just now they're mufkadim yadachirim. But if they were never in the city, for example, let's say it fell to them, Birusha, that's not called shlolo, and that mamain is not lost. That mamain is not osir bahano. It would seem from Rashi that there are two conditions. Number one, that the shlolo of the Nershoyim have to be able to be nikbats l'soich, have to be able to be gathered into the city by Yisayim on that day when they gather all the possessions to burn. In addition, it would have to be that those possessions were once in the city beforehand. The Marsha and the Rishash learn that it's a different pshat, there are two pshatim in Rashi. That Rashi says kvar hoyu b'soicha is not a continuation of the first pshat. In other words, Rashi is saying two different things. No, the first pshat in Rashi is that even if the shalal, even if the chasim were never in the city, but if it's possible to gather it to the city by Yisayim, then you have to burn those nechasim, and more than that is not nesar. So the words of nikbatsim l'soicha mean that it's possible to gather those nechasim into the city at the time when they're burning the rest of the nechasim. And that's the only condition that needs to be met in order to be chayiv in sreifa. The second pshat in Rashi is that it's not totally in the shear of a day. It means to tell us nikbatsim l'soicha means whatever was originally in the city is mechuyev in sreifa. And it's nothing to do with the amount of time that it takes to gather the nechasim into the city. According to the first pirish, it's totally in zman. And the question just is, we pointed out before, it's not clear when that zman is. Is it a meis leis? Is it a yom sholem? Is it from the gemar din? Or is it totally in the metzias of when they actually burn it the way Lashon of Rashi's mashma? The boys say Yematzma Shekinsin Shlala Ir Lurchoiv Lisurf, and the Shah's what the significance of that is. It's in the Gemara Din, maybe it's a certain Zman from the Gemara Din, but from the Sreifa, the practical aspect of it, why should it be totally in a day? But Al Kaponim, that's the first Pshat in Rashi. It's totally in the amount of time that enables us to bring these Nechasim into the city. And according to the second Pshat, it has to be that it was once in the city. That's Rashi. The Rambam is very interesting. The Rambam just in Perek Dalet Alocha Yud says Nichsei Rishoyim Shehudchu, the Nechosim of Rishoyim, that those were the Din Avodah Zarah, the ones that worshipped Avodah Zarah, Shehim Mufkadim Din Acheres, were in a different country. Im Nikbetzu Ima Nistrafim Bechlola. If they were gathered into the city, then they are also burned together with all the shalom in the city. Im Lav them, if not, Eima Abdin Oisan. You don't destroy them. Eli Nosnul Yerushehim. You give it to the Yerushim. So the Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam's mi mefarish of Chizda, that he said, that Nichsei Rishoyim and Israfim and the Meld Asurim Bano, only Nikbatsim L'Soicha means those that were gathered into the city. But if they were not gathered into the city, they remained outside the city at the time of the burning of all the possessions of everything that was in the Eir Nidachas, so then the din is that they're Mutar Bano. And the Chiddush of Chizda is, don't say they're Usr because they were really Oymed L'Sorif, and maybe the Klal is, we reply the klal of kol oymed lisarev kisaruv dami, and you would have to destroy these nechasim also. Kamashvila, no, they're still mutter, and yinos nuli yorshehem. Are you permitted to have anah from these nechasim before you burn the shalal of the city? Says the Kesef Mishnah, no. Since you're supposed to bring it into the city and it's supposed to be burnt. It's asur b'anah, it's ayim lisarif. But once the shlal ha'ir was burnt without them, if you failed to bring them into the city, so then they are now exempt from the halacha of the shalal of ir nidachas. And they don't have the din of nichsei rishoyim that are asur b'anah. So it seemed that the Rambam is, the Kesef Mishnah, at least understanding in the Rambam, that the din of Nikbasim L'Soich is not, is Avadi Mechuyiv to bring it in, that's the din of Nichsei Rishoyim, and it's Oymed L'Soreif, but the Chiddush of Rav Chisda is that it's only if they were brought in do they have the halacha of Shalol of Ir Nidachas. But if they were not brought in, Imlav, Eim Ma'am Denoy, so you don't destroy them, you Nosn L'Rishayim. And the Nachum Mishnah points it out very clearly. He says that he goes on Rashi, quotes Rashi, that Rashi says that it's, if it's craven l'ir, you're supposed to go and bring them into the city and burn them. So the Nachum Mishnah says, of Miloshin Rabbeinu Zalim Mashmakein. From the Rambam, it's not Mashmin is the chiv to bring it in. El Apirish of Chizda Udim, Acher Shehudcha V'nik B'tzu Imo, if after it became an Ir Nidachas and the Shol was gathered in, and these Shol were also gathered in, so then Harei Elu Oivdin, then they get destroyed. Even though they weren't there at the time of when it became an Ir Nidachas. So the Chiddush, the way the Lech Mishnah understands the Rambam, the Chiddush of Nikbatzim Esoicha is La Fuke, what Rashi had said, that we're talking about that the Nechasim were once in the city. Kamashmal, and even they were never in the city. And not necessarily you could or you can't gather them in, but if they were brought into the city after Shehud Chudchu, then the din is that they get destroyed together with the city, even though they weren't there at the time of the Hadocha. But if not, if they were not brought into the city, then there's no Isra no. So it's mashma that Ike Chiddush of Chizda is just this halacha, that even Nichsei Rishoyim, that were not there at the time of the becoming of the Ir Nidachas, if it's Nik B'tzu Ima, it's Nisrafim B'chlola. It gets burnt together with it. You shouldn't say that although it wasn't, since it wasn't there at the time of the city becoming the Ir Nidachas, it's exempt. It's not exempt. But if you don't bring it in, so then it's not Yinam Abedoy, so Yinosn Nosn L'Rishayim. That's Mashmal Nekuda, that Nalik Rashi is saying that there's automatic chiv to bring it in, and it has to have been there, it didn't have to be there. But the point is just that anything that's brought into the city is nichlal in the shol of Yer Nidacha, that's mechuyiv and sreifa. But if it wasn't brought in, takei nechanami, it's yinos l'yer sheim, it's mutzer bahano. In summary, it would seem that there are three ways to explain the memory of Chizda of Nikbatzim L'Soicha. What exactly the Chiddush is? Is the Chiddush of Nikbatzim L'Soicha that it's anything which is able to be gathered into the city in that day is included in the din of Shol Ir Nidachas? Or does Nikbatzim L'Soicha mean something which once was in the city has a din of Ir Nidachas and Mela has to be brought back in? Or does Nikbatzim L'Soicha just mean whatever is actually brought into the city is included in the din of Ir Nidachas, and whatever is not, it is not Asur Ba'anah, even if it was once in or wasn't, it's not. That's not the Nekuda. The Nekuda is whatever is found or brought inside at the time of the Sreifa. The next Gemara tells us that there's a Havamina, that if you have a Pikadoin in the city of Ir Nidachas from a different city, it would also be Mechuyiv and Sreifa. And the Gemara says the Chiddush is the Havamina would have been that Kimon the going to Kabbal Aleh Achrayis. If the people of the Ir Nidachas and the Kabbal Achrayis guarantee on this Pikadoin that belongs to somebody not from their city, I would have thought Madusema Kimon the Kabbal Aleh Achrayis, since they're Mekabal Achrayis, Kedidei Domi. It's as if it belongs to the people of the Ir Nidachas, these Rishoyim, and it would have the din of Shol Ir Nidachas and Smuchiv and Sreifa. Kamash Malon, that since it doesn't belong to them in the Pikadoinis, are not included in Shlola. It's not Shlola. It's not considered Shol Ir Nidachas. What's the Havmina L'Chari? Can we vary the Havmina? P. The Gemara M'sochim Daf Hey, you do the Gemara. The Gemara has a tzad to say. The Gemara says, Yo'ir Bai Ro Bai Motze, on any Chomets, the Yichai Ven Achrayis. So you see that Achi of Achrayis gives it a din that it's yours. Over here also is a Havmina, since you're Mekabal Achrayis, that would be called Shol of Yinir Nidachas, and will be Mechuyiv and Sreifa. Or the Gemara has another tzad that maybe goes to Kib Shimon, or it's Dovel Gerim L'Momin, K'momin Dami. It will be considered Shol Ir Nidachas, because if somebody else will be mafsid you, take it away, it's Gerim L'Momin, it causes you to have to replace it. You're Mekabal Achrayis. Dovra Gamer Lubavin is Kimam and Dami. And Mela would have a din of Shol Ir Nidachas Kamashmal, and it doesn't have a din of Shol Ir Nidachas. Rav Chizda said another halacha in the next Gemara, towards the bottom of the Amid. He said, Behema chetzi shalir nidachas vechetzi shalir acheres asura. A behema, which half of it is owned by the members of Ir Nidachas, and half of it is from a different city, is asur. It's asur as a din of shol Ir Nidachas. But a isa, a dough, chetzi shalir nidachas vechetzi shalir acheres muteres. But a dough which belongs halfway to the people, half of the dough belongs to the people of Ir Nidachas, and half doesn't, is muteres. The Gemara right away asks, what's the chilik? My time. The Gemara says, Behema commanda loy pligadamya. Behema is as if it's not split. And Isa commanda pligadamya. Isa is as if it's yes split. How do we understand this? A Rashi Mefarish that a Behema's commanda loy pligadamya means that EF shalik zayas basar bale shchita. It's impossible to eat even one kazayas of basar from a Behema without shechting the entire Behema. And it's not l'shchita kaim, it's l'misa, because half it is a din of Ir Nidachas. So the shchita is faker, the shchita would be just a misa beim, it has no heter. Even the chatzi is not Ir Nidachas, because when you shech the simon of the Ir Nidachas, you're not being shechet to be memis. So kaponim, you can't make a shchita here. Since you can't make a shchita here, because half of it belongs to the Ir Nidachas, and half of it is a din of Zasar Bano, so male, the other half is also going to be Yasri. It's command le pligadam. It's impossible to split. It's impossible for a kazai is muscle without a shchitin. You can't have a shchita here because it's being mamis. Half it's being mamis. So it's clear from Rashi that we say a behema chetz shalir nidachas the chetz shalir acheres asura means it's asur ba'achila. There's no heter shchita. The shchita is misa and mele is no heter achila. Even the half which is not dir nidachas, but it doesn't say that it should be asur ba'no. L'chayr, the isur hano is only in the half of the Ir Nidachas. But the Rishash, another achrayim ma'ir, that the Loshna Gemara asura is mashma that the whole thing is asur ba'no, not only ba'achila. Achila means practically you can't shecht it, but the Loshna asura is mean it has a din isur like shalav Ir Nidachas. Not just stam that practically you can't shecht it and therefore you won't have a heter achila. The Bemis, the Rambam in Perek Dalid, Aloch Yir Aleph brings down the Alocha without mentioning the Rashi Bavarns. It says, Behema chetz shlir nidachas v'chetz shtir acheres shoy b'soyecha reizu asura. The Rambam says asura stam, which is mashmetz asura in gansin b'hano also, even the other half. So what's the pshat in it? So the Kesem Mishnah is mevar the Rambam, and he says the reason why, what does the Gemara mean when the Gemara says that it's not possible to split the animal? L'shchita kaima, it's not l'shchita kaima, it's only l'mis, you have to kill it. He says, v'chol zayis v'zayis me'urev by iser Ir Nidachas. Every single zayis is mixed into it, the iser of the Ir Nidachas. And even if you shechted it afterwards, it's possible to split it, it's still asura. V'shikra nesra v'oide b'chayim. It became asur b'chayim l'shuv l'yotzer b'nei oise iser. There's an iser in every single kezayis, it's impossible to split it, and the whole thing is asur. So why is an Issa, why is a dough different? The Rambam Paskin is also like the Gemara, Issa Shikane, which is half and half, is Muteres. A dough, Mishor, is Shain, it's commanded Pliga Dami. A dough is as if it's split. Ma'isa Shoh is Efshalachalka. So the male, the half which you're going to receive is not the half that has anything to do with the Ir Nidachas. Like Rashi was claiming, the boy polyglot, you can split it. The chelik of the Ir Nidachas is not mixed into it. So the Lashon of the Kesem Mishnah is mashmal, not just that it's not shaykh a heter shchita legabi behema, but in each zayis with zayis is ma'urav by iser in nidachas. Masha'enkin, by the isa, you could split it. The Rishash and others, and it's mashmal like that in Lashon HaMe'iri, say a little clearer that the word by isa is because we'll say yesh breira. Yesh breira means that when we split the dough, we'll say it was huvra l'mafreya, that this half of the dough was yours and did not belong to the people of the Ir Nidachas. The male has no iser in it at all. Vashenka by Behema, the whole thing is usher because it's the Lashon Rishash, it's Yonki Hadodi. Each one, it's all together. It's all one Cheftza. There's an Isser in all of it. It's impossible to split it. So therefore, it's not just that you can't have a Heter Shechita. It means it's Isser Hanoya because it's impossible to go ahead and split the animal. That's the Hezman, the Rambam. That by Behema, the way the Kesem Mishnah explains the Rambam, that by Behema, there's an Isser B'chol Zayis V'Zayis, not merely because you can't have a heter shchita here, because when you shecht one simon or part of a simonim, it's not a shchita because it's Ir Nidachas asur ba'no. But since it's Yonkim Adodi, it's all one cheftza, every single kezayis has in it a chelik of iser. We could say that you only receive the part which does not have in it the iser of your nidachas at all. The lashon of the Yad Ramah is that by balichayim lav b'nei chalukininu, it can't split a balchay. Mishamachim, therefore, asura kul, the whole thing is asur. But al kolpanim, we come out that by isa, the reason why it's takim uteres is because we say yesh breira. We say it's huvra davilu mafreya, that the half that you received never belonged to the anshi er nidachas and never had in it any iser whatsoever. Behema, it's not possible to say such a thing. It's yanki ma'adodi, and it's called zayis v'zayis, more of the iser. There's a famous kasha from the Shagis Aryeh on this gemara. He says, what does that mean? It means Rav Chisda has to hold yesh breira, and it has to be that Rav Chisda holds yesh breira even by day raisa. So the Shagis Aryeh in Simen Pei Tes brings down this gemara, and he asks, and he says that the Rambam paskins them in Atayra Eim Breira. So the Rambam paskins them in Atayra Eim Breira. How can he paskin over here by the case of Isa that the din is that it's going to be muteres? The only reason why it's muteres is because Efshel Chalka. Efshel Chalka means you have to say Yesh Breira, but the Rambam paskins Bishal Tayra Eim Breira. So here in Nidachas, how could it be muteres? So in fact, the Shagasai doesn't answer the Kasha. It lies by a Kasha. They do have that the Mekar Chayim and Simon Tov Mem Ches wants to answer this kasha with the Yedua Dikar Ran in the Dorim Daf Mem Vav. The Ran in the beginning of Perek HaShutfin, when he talks about over there, a chotzer sheyesh by din chaluka, a chotzer which has enough of in it, that's over more than 8 amas, enough for 4 amas for each, which has a din chaluka, it could be split amongst the shutfin, where those shutfin are nodru hanoa zemizeh, when they made a ned not to have a noah, one from the other, then mutarim likonis the chotzer. They're allowed to each enter the chotzer after chalukah. Why? Because amanas came to shtatvu, they originally made a shutvis that neither one could aser on the other, in a way that should be in a seris la chalukah. So what does that mean? Because you say that the original agreement in the chotzer was that each one should be able to access his half without being impinged upon by the other. So even if they would make a neder, and even if you would say you can't go in now, you hold ein breira, but l'chaira, the chalukah has to be in such a oifen that when they actually do split it, it was that there's no isra ha'noah for each of them on their own chalik. So l'chaira, the gabri isra ha'nidachas, you can say the same thing. And even though the Rajb over there asks after chalukah al same breira, but over here where the Gemara of Bezin asks it, maybe leiv Bezin masna leim, that should not become usr, only that which you mevar, that's yours, b'shas t'sreifa. So here we could say that it's originally, the whole isra ha'nidachas was only chal on that chelik which is not yours. The chelik which is yours, it wasn't chal b'chlal. So it's not totally dafke in yesh breira eim breira. The Michas Chinuch Takas points out that it's important to Mekar Chaim that the shol ha'ir, that the whole iser on the mamoin, in the irni dachas, the iser hanoah, is only chal with a psak bezdin. So he brings that from the Mishnah Chacham like that, that the whole iser is only idea of psak bezdin, and mela, that's really the pshat over here. If it's not, even if you hold ein breira, not yesh breira. If you hold yesh breira, you don't have to come on to saying that bezin only paskin on isra nidachas on one half. Stam yesh breira that the ever chevik you received, that was huver l'mafreya, that wasn't the shol of the irin nidachas, wasn't ever owned by them. But we're saying from the Mekar Chaim that even if you hold ein breira, but the chaluka originally when they bezin paskined that this is an irin nidachas, and the isra hanoah in the moment is because of the psak bezin that this is an irin nidachas, that was only chal on the isra and oifin, that when there'll be a chaluka, your chelik will not be affected. Your chelik will remain as not having the isra and irin nidachas in it whatsoever. The Rochoner answer is that by an isa, which you could split in the dough, we say that taka bezna was not going by the din, only in the chatzin nidachas after your mechalik the isa, and it'll be in his bar your chelik. In other words, Rochoner takes it a step further. He says that when bezin's going to enachanavi, first of all, we have to have the first taisema nocha, that the iser that's chal on the mamoin of an ir nidachas, the shol ir that becomes osir bahano, is only idea the psak bezin. Like the Michas Chinuch points out from the Mishnah Chachamim, that's klar. It only becomes osir through the psak bezin. But Aruch Haner is saying even a step further that bezin only creates that chalois iser and is going with the din on the those nechasim that they become a chilek the ir nidachas only after the chilek of the isa, only after you split it. And it will be nisbar, which is the chilek that belongs to the ir nidachas, and which is the chilek that belongs to you. So on the chilek which belongs to the ir nidachas, on that now it's going to be chal, the isa of the din ir nidachas. So it's not shaykh to breira. You don't need breira. because before the chalukah, there's no iser bechlal. It's only if there's an iser before the chalukah. So then when you split it, we have to say it's huvra, dovla mafreya, that was the chalik that was always yours. But if you don't have to come out to bear, if it's ke'ilu that Bezdin only made the iser bechlal la'achra chalukah, so then bechlal is not shver. How could it be that your chel does not have mixed into it anything from the Eir Nidachas? Because the Issur was only said on that half that will be la'achaluka belonging to the Eir Nidachas. It's totally in the Gemar Din of Bezdin, and that's what Asmi Kan La'bonal Mafreya, and they only answered on la'achaluka. The Milchaschinach doesn't go so vite. That's the Aruch HaNer. But the Milchaschinach was saying before that it doesn't go so vite. It was just the paskin that the moment should be Asmi Kan La'bo. And they pass only on that which you will not receive. And that which you receive, they're not passing on that. Gavi the Gemara did it. In other words, really, it's a breira, but even though you hold aim breira, but if it's tali aidei das of the Gemara din of Bezne, will say the same nekudas of breira. Towards the bottom of the Amid, the Gemara brings a very interesting shaila. We know that all the shawl of Yirni Dachas is asur b'hano. And the Rava says that the Rava de Shaila, what about a Peyan Nochris? Peyan Nochris, it's a Shaitel. So the Gemara says, hey, Chidon, what's the case? Even Mechur Begufa, if it's attached to your Gufa, Ki Gufa Damya. It's like Gufa. And the Gemara says, like Tzricha de Toli Vesivta. It's hanging. Ki Nichse Tzadikim Shebeseicha Dami Vavad. Is it like Nichse Tzadikim Shebeseicha and it gets destroyed? Or you don't make him in the Isle of a Nafka. Since it goes in and out with it, you take klavusha dummy, it's like clothing, teku. What's the shaila? The shaila, Rashi explains the shaila, that we're talking, pein nochris means like a braid of hair, that you make it for beauty. And the shaila is, if it will be attached to you all the time, it's niksha bos, in the vada, it's a chelik of the guf. What do you mean it's a chelik of the guf? It's not your body, it's clothing. So the Rashi explains, it's like clothing. And the din is, you don't burn the malbushin shalalayim. We're talking about tzedkaniyais. So all their clothing that they're wearing are also not burnt. So what's the shaila if you're wearing it? It's not. It's clothing. So the Gemara explains, the shaila is when it's totally besivta. You're hanging it on a hook. You're not actually wearing it now. So what are the tutzdadim? So it's like nichse tzadikish b'seicha dami because you're not wearing it. Or but the other side is that mainly, since it's isle of a nafka, since you a lot of times tie it onto and you wear it, even though right now you're not wearing it, right now you didn't tie it on, maybe it hasn't, you've done it like a malbushal there, you've done it like levushin, like clothing. Rashi adds a few words, the chol shaita daitolel, all the time she has in mind maybe to put it on. It's like all the malbushin. So that means it's mavur klar in Rashi and the Gemara, the Rashi and the Gemara, that levushin, clothing of tzaddikim that are in the city are not burnt. But that's only those which tzadikim are wearing, which is batel legufan, stam levushin, which are not wearing a serfin. And the child's got to pay a nochris. What are we medamed to? Medamed to levushin, or because I love a nafku, we medamed to that it's not being worn. It's like levushin shel tzadikim that are in the city that are not batel legufan. The Meiri says that the suffering of pay a nochris is because you always need it. Since you always need it, maybe it's like considered like malbushin. Lefizeh, the Aruch HaNer points out that it comes out that whatever it's whatever they're wearing is not part of the shol of Yir Nidachas. So Rashi in the end of Erechin and the Krisis, Rashi says by Yir Nidachas the tzaddikim b'soicha yoytzen arumim, they go out without clothing. Chari, that's lav dafka because it's clear from Rashi in the way Rashi is thinking over here that they are yoytzen bilvusheyan because the levushim are not burnt together with the shol of Yir Nidachas. So you have to say it means tzaddikim b'soicha yoytzen arumim. Arumim means from other nechassim, but doesn't mean what they're actually wearing. As a matter of fact, in the tziv, in the hamik shela, in the shilta kufla megimel, he points it out that the shol of yirni dachas is burnt, but not the malbushim. And tzaddikim b'soicha yoytzen arumim doesn't mean arumim mamish. Al kapanim, according to Rashi, that's the nidin. Are we done like a malbush or not? The adramah is mefarish a little differently. He says the pei nochris. The shaila, it's on her. She's wearing it. The shaila is, if you have to mechaber it bezefes uveshaiva with like a tar or something, with like a wax, and an oifen, that'll remain there always. But if it was not on you, it was hanging, when a gdil, if it's hanging on a sikhso, it's for sure nisraf. It's like any moment of yerni dachas. So according to the Adrama, the shaila is not, there's no tzad in the world that if you're not actually attached to the guf, that it should be not included in Mamanir Nidachas, which is Nisraf. The only shaila is, even when it is attached, what's the level of attachment that's necessary to be considered that it's Nisbat al-Gufay? As opposed to Rashi, was Mashma, that even where it's not on the Guf, it's tough to say it as Din of Malbushin. The Rambam, in Perek Dal Loch Yud Beis, he says, Sar ha-roish, bein shal anoshim, bein shal noshim shebo, mutubano, the Sar, aval shal pe anochris harei u'michlal shlolo va'osr. Pe anochris is michlal shlolo and it's osr. The Gemara is not poshet yishayla, so the Kesh Mishnah and the Lech Mishnah, right away Moir and the Rambam, that the Rav Dawes of Yosef shayla, Rav shayla, if pe anochris is nisraf with the shlolo, not nisraf with the shlolo. And the maskaras and gemaras b'teku, so take it the surahs l'chumra l'chayra. But that's explained. The Rambam says that the sar pei nochris is mechlal shlolo because you go l'chumra and mele it's aser. The chaschinach is ma'ir. He asks in the Rambam, why did the Rambam say that it's mechuba l'gufa if it's attached to the guf that it's mutam einoshim tzidkanias? The Rambam leaves it out completely. The Ram says that a pan nochris and mice is mechlal shlol of osir. Now in a chanami, you'll say like the Kesem Mishnah, the Lechem Mishnah, the Ram is poishit the Gemara shayla lechumra, but the Gemara shayla is only lechayra, the way Rashi learns, only when it's not mechubra legufa. If it's mechubra legufa, then it's mutter, and that's for sure. If it's attached to legufa, it's a regular malbushim, which means mutter nashtid kanyes. So the Mechaschinus is a chiddush. He says that the Rambam understood that the sugya that by us that says that the big day tzaddikim and mutarim is only like Rav Shimon that was derish time of the krah. But according to Rabbanan that didn't derish in time of the krah, it's taka osir. And the Rambam paskins like the Rabbanan, that's why he held that for the levushim a taka osir. That's why the Rambam didn't bring it. Pei nochris, he went lechumra. He says mechlal shlola and avad, it's going to be osir. The Rambam just puts it after the case of the sar roish. Sar roish is mamish gufa. Maybe it's the tzadzei, this is mamash gufa, but al slavushim for sure it will be nisraf. Let's now go to Daf Kuf Yud Beis, Amud Beis. The Gemara starts talking about the part of the Mishnah that says hegdeisha shebo yiftu. The Gemara says hoyebo kochim is beach is yamusu. Kochim is beach means karbonis, oilos and hashomers of the rishoyim is the din is yamusu. Kochim bedek abayis yipodu has to be redeemed and trumas yirkavu ma'aseshen in the kisvei hakodesh. Yigonzu. So what's the pshat? Why kochim is beach? Why is it din of? Why is it yamusu? So from Rashi is mavur that it's kochim is beach is included in shlal shamayim. And the din of shlal shamayim is that it's excluded from the din of shol of yirnidachas. It says as kol behemta lefi chorev. It's not behemta. It's behemah shamayim. It really should not have the halacha of shol yirnidachas. So why tak is it yamusu? L'chayr should be mutter ba'no, it should be mutter. Shouldn't have a din to be nisraf, or anything should happen to it. So Rashi says, the reason why it's yamusu, the reason why it's kainzunetz l'kip, machilas yisayirin, and shekres nifkas, is because it's mo'us, it's mius susa, it's mius to be makriv the karbonus of Rishoyim l'gavoya. So v'meil d'alochi is yamusu. So that means be'etzem kochim esbeach is not included in the din of shol nidachas, it's a din yamusu because it's mo'us. I heard a very interesting ha'ora. The Shmuel Bochber in Baba Kama and Simon Amidalid brings from Reb Chaim a yisoidistic achilik between Kochim Mizbeach and Kochim Berek Abayis. Reb Chaim tainted that Kochim Berek Abayis is anything which you donate to the Beis HaMikdash is konui b'kinyonam legavoya. That means just like Reuven can be makne to Shimon HaChefetz, Reuven can be makne a Chefetz to the Beis HaMikdash. And now, instead of Shimon owning the chayfetz, the Beis Hamikdash owns the chayfetz. In regular hakno, regular kinyonim, now Beis Hamikdash is the owner of the chayfetz. That's what kochim bedek abayis is. Kochim is beach. Reb Chaim Tainer is not like that. The kedusha, your magdash of behema, oilol chatos for korban, a kedusha is chal, and the kedusha itself creates a din of mom and gavaya. But the korban is still yours. It's still bereshusai. It's still yours. It's mechaber for you. In other words, it's not a hakno to hegdish. It's a halois din of mom and gavaya. But you belive the bialim. Where do you see this played out in halacha? Where do you see this in the sugis hashas, that this concept? The Gemara Baba Kama Daf Ayin Vav talks about a ganev that stole an animal and he was magdishit. So the Gemara says, you're not chayiv as a din of ganavit umachar. It should be the chayiv, medin mechir, dal vehe. When you magnish it, mali mochel hedyit, Mali Mochle Gavoya. So the Gemara says, because when you magdish it, it's Mikara Tur de Ruvain Vahasha Tur de Ruvain. When you make from an animal into a carbon, it doesn't become that's not your animal anymore. You're still a Bailim. Before it was Ruvain's ox, and now it's Vaita Ruvain's ox. It's not a Mechir Lehedyet. A Mechir Lehedyet is it goes out of your Yerushus. So Yechayef a Gon of a Mochar. It's the Gon of a Tovah, Gon of a Mochar, Yechayef Dalvei. Mashenke, when you magnish it, it didn't leave your Yerushus. So Yebazoy, the horror is that, why do we say by Kachim is Beach? That it's Shlal Shamayim, and it's not including Dinavir Nidachas. Lecherda, you're still a Bailim. You're still the Bala Carbon. If you're still a Bala Carbon, so Lecher, it should be Nichlal and Shol, the Shol of Inerni Dachas. It's your Shol. It's a Carbon. That's Kedusha on it. The Kedusha created it in Mom and Gavaya, but the Lamai says, you're the Bailim. You see, it's not called a Mechir of the Gabbadin of Dal Vehei. To tain and say that the Etz and Kedusha is going to the din of Shal Shamayim, that's not true, Lecher, because by Kachim, that Achayv and Achrayis, according to Shimon, also has Kedusha. The Gemara wants to say that that lies in Mainai. Kachim Kalam leave the Rishi the Hemshech Gemara. The Gemara wants to say that that's called Mamin Bailim. So you see, it's not the Kedusha that's Gurim the Din of Shlal Shamayim. It's the fact that it's not yours, that belongs to Shamayim, that's Gurim the Din of Shlal Shamayim. Shimon holds Dova Gurim the Mamin Kimamin Dami. It's like Kedidei, it's like yours, it's Yoma Mainai. It's not Shlal Shamayim, it's yours. According to Yosef Glili, who holds Kachim Kalam is Mamin Bailim, it's also it's included in the Shlal of Nirni Dachas. So Ebazai, the Chur is a Shtaika Ora. Why don't we say that by every Kachim is Beach? That it should be considered the carbon of Ruvain, in this case, the carbon of these are Shoyim and Irni Dachas. It should be called Shlala. Why does he want to call it Shlal Shamayim? Lachar, it's Muchach that the din of Shlala, that it's your Shlala, is totally in the fact that you have a bailus to use it. And it's Mamish yours to Mishtamish and Mepoil, to use it as if it would be your Mamin. Since Lamais it's Chalan and the din of Mamin Gavaya, that itself is mafkiya the shem of shol ir nidachas. That's why it's called shlal shemayim. In other words, the enechanami im itzad hilchus kinyonim, Rav Chaim taught us that it doesn't leave your reshus. It's bad some you consider the bialim and it's mechaber for you. But are you really a bialim zim amayincha? Can you use it like mamayin? Can you sell it? You can't sell it. It's chalin and din mamayin gavaya. It's chalin and shem that belongs to shemayim also. Even though it came idea the kedusha. That could be patez, and it's my name, the din of Irni Dachas. It's not as the Kedusha Shabbai. It's as the din Mamin Gavaya. But the fact that it's called yours, Lagabi, it's not considered Mechir Dal Vehei. Lagabi, Mikar Tur Deruven, Hash Tur Deruven. Lagabi, you have a Kapara, doesn't mean it doesn't have it at the din of Mamin Gavaya. Lamaisa, you don't have the full establishes of it, Bepoyal, like you would have for anything else that you own. So there is a din Mamin Gavaya in this carbon, in this Kodshe Mizbeach. In the Kodesh Shemayim. You can't sell it. It's not that itself is mafkiya the din of Shlola. So it's into Santa or in Santa Chiddush that the din of Shlola is also nifka, not only if it completely leaves your shus in Hilchos Kinyanim, like in Berik HaBayis, or Kortav Yisrael Glili, that you're a Bailim, Reb Shimon, Dovah Gavon HaMomen, and then Hilchos Momenis, it's yours. But even where, if it just leaves a little bit your reshus, because of the fact that it's chal din mamin gavaya, that in itself is mafkia the din of shlala. The Gemara says one a little further. The Gemara says when the Rish Lakish says the Gemara speaks about that if it's kashim is beich, it's yamusu. The Gemara asks why is yamusu? Why did you say that you wait till have a mum and then yipul demel in a dova? So Rabbi Yechon says zevach reshoyim to eva. Rish Lakish says it is mamin bailam. We were talking about kashim yichayv and achrayis. Reb Shimon holds that Kachim Chayv Achrayis is Mamim Bailim. Just interesting that there's a Ktzoyis in Shin Pei Vav that brings a Raya from this Gemara that they say Dova, according to Reb Shimon, you say Dova Gerl Mamim Kim Mamim Dami. You see that Klal, that according to Reb Shimon, Dova Gerl Mamim Kim Mamim Dami is said even where it's Be'en. Rashi Imsochim and Davav says that Reb Shimon holds Dova Gerl Mamim Dami is only when the Bikotin is not Ben, only when Zechiv Achrayis. But when the Bikotin is Ben, you don't say this Klal. Chaim Oizer Nachiezer says it's not 100% a raya from our Gemara because by Gazlin or by Kotch when you chayv and achrayis you already have a chiv achrayis and the chayfitz is necessary in order to pati yourself from your chiv over there you say dava gan l'mamim k'mamim dami even when it's ben but a shomer where there's no chiv achrayis in the bikkun unless it gets lost so if it totally gets lost he just returns the bikkun the way it is it's only if it gets lost then kicks in the chiv achrayis so it's not considered like a mamim by you as long as it's ben. That's the vart. The vart is that a pikadin is different. Over there, we're talking about a pikadin then by Pekodin, if it's Be'en, you don't have the klal of Rav Shimon Dava Gar L'mamek Mamen Dami, because there's no Chiv Achrayis yet until the Chayfetz is not anymore Be'en. As long as the Chayfetz is Be'en, you just have to return the Chayfetz. It's a Chiv Ashov in the Chayfetz, you're Shomer in the Chayfetz. But the Chiv Achrayis, which is in itself means that when the Chayfetz is not here, you're responsible to replace it, that's when it's not Be'en anymore. So that's only where it's not Be'en. We say Dava Gar L'mamek Mamen Dami, and your Chiv Achrayis means that you have a moment here. But by Gazan and Kodshim, automatically the Chiv Achrayis right away. You need the Chiv to pat yourself from your Chiv to bring the Karban. So then you say, Dover Gavin Kamomen Dom, even though it's Be'en. Well, Fizel will come out that a Pikodin of a different city that you find in Erni Dachas, the Rishim would agree, you don't have the Klal of Dover Gavin Kamomen Kamomen Domi.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any Daf and Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.